plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Restaurant just below our studio here is well worth a visit. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel. A couple of our listeners have stayed here over the last while, and they're raving about the place. So pop along and stay at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it's a simple question. Is it time to ban children from pubs? Are you happy when you visit your local and a group of children are running around the place? Does the presence of children in pubs ruin a visit to the local, or does it make it more enjoyable? Now, should pubs basically be the preserve of adults? Does teaching children about drinking at an early age help prevent alcohol abuse? Well, Ben is a guy who got in contact with us. He sent us an email a couple of days ago, and you can do the same, by the way. Our email is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Anyway, have a listen to what Ben wrote. He says, I was in the pub the other night just for a quiet drink. Nothing mad, just me and the missus. Now, I've no problem with people taking children to the pub during the day, but when it's at night and the main reason for the pub is for adults to socialise, is it right that children are in the pub? I was trying to relax and enjoy myself, and kids were running up and down, shouting and basically causing a row. Now, I don't frequent rough boozers, but in the majority of pubs that I go into, when adults have had a drink, they tend to tell more risque jokes, they swear, and should they end up having a fight and argue, the kids will be there. Basically, a lot of behaviour that you might find in an 18 or 15 rated film. Now, I'm not a prude and don't believe that kids should be wrapped in cotton wool and protected from everything, but letting children into an adult environment when adults are unwinding is not in the best interests of a child. So that's what Ben is basically arguing, that kids have no place in a pub, particularly in the evening time. Now, Irish law actually allows kids to be on a licensed premises until 9 o'clock, and then during the summer months until 10 o'clock, believe it or not. And obviously that's for tourism and everything else. But does Ben have a point? Is it time that the law, which aims to protect children, move to ban kids from pubs altogether? Now, obviously, and it goes without saying, kids aren't allowed into casinos. They're not allowed into sex shops because they are places for adults. So why are they allowed into bars? Our number is 085 825 2626. We'd love to hear from you on this and find out how you feel about children being in bars and being allowed into bars, particularly during the summer months where they're allowed into the bar until 10 o'clock at night. 085 825 2626. Calls in a sec.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
So, should we have an outright ban on children in pubs? Let me start with you, Sharon. Do you agree with kids being banned from pubs?
Yeah, for all day I do. I don't agree with kids being in the pub all day. I don't mind dinner time, you know, if they're having food, but that's it. They're too young to be in the pub. It's not an atmosphere for them. People get rowdy when they're getting drunk. As they get drunker, they get more rowdy. It's not a place for children.
Okay, so, like I said, a lot of people believe that a pub, like I said, you won't see a child in a sex shop. You won't see a child in a casino because they are adult-only venues.
Yes.
Okay? So why can't a pub be made an adult-only venue?
Well, I agree. I don't think children should be in pubs. I don't.
Okay.
I have two children and I wouldn't. I'd bring them in for lunch or dinner or whatever, but that'd be it. Not for a drink, no.
Okay, so you believe that a pub is not the place for children, that kids should be Should they be barred? Should there be an? Well, you have to be over 18 to drink alcohol. No. Should the same rule not apply? Should you not have to be over 18?
Yes, I agree. They shouldn't be allowed in. They should be over 18.
Now, a lot of people bring their kids to the pub on, I don't know, Sunday afternoon for Sunday dinner or whatever.
Yeah, for dinner. That's it.
Well, that should be it. As soon as you finish your dinner, you should have
dinner
to leave.
Dinner time, yeah. And I don't care if people call me a prude. That's the way I think. I have two children. I think that's so.
Okay, so you believe that a pub bar having a bite to eat on a Sunday for an hour is not a place for children?
No.
So you go in, you have your dinner and you leave.
And then you go, yeah.
All right, Sharon, stay there for one second if you can, please. This is the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy. Ben is the guy who contacted us, basically arguing that a pub is no place for children. And in fact, Pat, you would go one further. You believe they should not be allowed inside the front door.
Well, Adrian, my point of view would be quite clear on this because, I mean, for years, it was a tradition in this country for people to bring their kids to the pubs on the Sunday.
Yes,
after Sunday
roll. And in fact, it used to happen, my dad used to bring us to the pub every Sunday.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, Adrian, your father was a disgrace for doing that. Sunday is a Sabbath day. You don't bring children to a bar on a Sunday. I never agree with that tradition. It's a stupid tradition, and it goes against the, you know, it's the Sunday is a holy day of obligation. It is the Sabbath day. You don't bring kids to a pub on a Sunday or any day for that.
Okay,
matter.
But a lot of people, as you would be well aware, Pat, are not overly religious now, and you know.
Well, more's the pity, Aidan. More's the pity. Just in general, kids in pubs, I don't agree with the whole concept because I just think the pub is the wrong environment for a child to be in. It's not a healthy environment. For years before the smoking ban, kids there, you know, inhaling fumes of cigarettes for hours on end and sitting beside stale pints of beer on the bar. It was a horrible atmosphere. And now the smoking is gone, but I mean, still, it's not a healthy environment. People get rowdy, the adults get rowdy, and they get a bit more, you know, as you said, the language gets a bit more colourful. And it's not right. I think in general that kids, parents who bring their kids to pubs, shouldn't even have kids. You know, they should be taken off.
But even if they're going for a bite to eat on a Sunday afternoon,
they can go to a restaurant for a bite to eat. You don't go to a pub. A pub is a place for drinking. You don't go there. I know people do have snacks, whatever in the bar, but I don't believe a child should be in a pub. It's the wrong environment. And it instills at a young age into the child's mind that drinking, they associate drinking then with having a nice social occasion with their family and stuff. So, you know, that entices them in later years to drink.
Okay, so hang on. Parents who bring their children to a pub are bad parents.
Absolutely, without any doubt. If you want to bring your child, your family for a bite to eat, you go to a restaurant. You don't go to a bloody pub. A pub, to me, smacks of, you know, a few old lads sitting in the bar drinking their beer. And
I know, but, but pubs aren't all like that now.
They're encouraging their children to bring them into a drinking environment. And these things have a very strong impact on young children's minds. And then later years, they'll associate that with drinking with family occasions and stuff. And they'll become big drinkers. I'm sure there's probably stats to back that up, I guarantee
you. Okay, so if you bring your kids to the pub, you are an irresponsible parent who's setting your child up for a life of drinking.
You should be and their children should be taken off.
Would you go way out of that path now, for God's sake? That's a ridiculous statement to make. They should have their kids taken off.
Agent, I will stand by what I'm saying here. I believe a child should not be in a pub under any circumstances. If you want to bring your family for a meal, you go to there's thousands of restaurants out there. Thousands.
Okay, so a lot of pubs have adapted over the last 10, 15 years. They do Sunday food, they do carveries, they do all of that. You believe there's enough restaurants out there that you can go, bring your kids, have dinner and then go home?
Well, as I said, Aidan, I think Sunday is the worst day. That's the worst thing of all, the worst tradition of all, because it is a Sabbath day.
Okay, you know, but so say, for example, when your kids were growing up, did you ever bring them to a pub?
The only time I ever brought my children to a pub was about once or twice during for after a funeral, and that's it. We'd stay for half an hour and we'd be gone.
Okay, so for a funeral and that was it. And did you ever bring them to restaurants?
Restaurant all the time, yes, absolutely. We used to eat out quite a lot when they were younger.
Okay, but never in a pub.
Never into a pub. Never. It's the wrong environment for a child.
All right, Pat, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to go to line two, and Martin is on the line. Martin, you've just heard what Pat has been saying. A pub is no place for children. In fact, we should bring in a law to stop them going inside the front door.
Well, I have a lot of kids that area, and I bring them to the pub on Saturdays and Sundays there to watch the football. Not a bother.
So
they have their coke, I have my beer.
Okay, so during the football season, you'll bring them to the pub regularly, will you?
Every weekend I'll bring them.
Every weekend?
Aye.
And will you stay for hours?
I'll stay till the match is over, like.
Right.
You know,
so if there's two good matches, will you stay for two good matches?
I would.
And while they're having a glass of coke, you're having a couple of pints?
I'm having a couple of scoops. No harm.
Okay, so you don't think you're doing anything wrong. When you hear somebody like Pat saying that parents like you are downright irresponsible, that a pub is no place for a child, football match or no football match.
He's just too greedy, that fella, man.
He's too greedy? How is he too greedy?
Sure, the man wouldn't. He sounds like he wouldn't spend a penny in any of this.
Sorry, Pat, are you still there?
It's not a question of money, agent. It's not a question of money. I'm not a tight person. It's not a question of money. It's a question of...
In fact, Martin, he already said that when his kids were younger, he took them to restaurants very regularly. So
that's right. That's right. It's not a question of money, my friend. You're getting me all wrong here. You're getting me wrong. It's the wrong environment. You sitting there supping your beer with your child looking at you. It sets the wrong example to your child.
You sit there stuffing your face, looking at your kids looking at you.
It sets the wrong example to your child sitting there supping pints, watching the football. Why can't you watch the football?
Lie down.
Do you not have Sky Sports in your home?
Lie down.
Do you watch the football at home?
Sorry, say that again, Pat. He's not fit to be a father.
Sitting there supping pints in front of his child. He's a disgrace. It's a question of being a good father, setting a good example to your children, which you're not doing. You're a disgrace. You're a dirty disgrace. You're probably an alcoholic. You're probably a dirty alcoholic. That's all you are.
Will you go away, you?
Martin, do you believe that you are having any negative impact on your children by bringing them to the pub?
No, not at all.
You say you go to watch the football. Do you go at any other time? And be honest. Do you take your kids to the pub at any other time?
No, just when the football is on.
Just when the football is on.
Yeah.
Now, some people would argue, why don't you go and get Sky Sports and then you won't have to bring them to the pub?
I have Sky Sports.
Oh, you actually have it?
I have BT Sports. I have all of them.
So you have the whole lot. Okay, so you don't actually have to go to the pub because you don't have it.
Nope.
You choose.
You
choose to go to the pub when there's a.
Agent, what you have there, agent, is an alcoholic. That's what he is. An alcoholic. You can't stay out at the pub.
I'm an alcoholic.
Come on, Henry. Leave your kids at home. Leave your kids at home and go to the pub yourself. You're a disgrace.
Okay, Martin, let me ask you this, and this is on a serious note, okay? We have a drink problem in Ireland. And we do.
We do.
No matter what way we want to look at it, we drink too much.
Right.
In fact, front page of one of the newspapers today is all about binge drinking. Now, is bringing children to a pub from a young age like you do, when there's a football, is that not breeding children to believe that that's the way to go, that's the way to enjoy yourself, that's what you do?
Well, I mean, they have everything they want, like, and if I go down on a Saturday and Sunday, they'll follow me down. Simple as.
That's not the question. The question was, are we as parents not breeding our children into a life of binge drinking when they get a bit older because they see it as just perfectly normal?
Every child goes nowhere when he's older. You know, that's ridiculous. Your man there that you have on the other line, he's just a recovering alcoholic. That's what's on the
You sound half locked at this place. You sound half drunk already. You sound drunk on the line. You're probably drunk now. You're probably drunk now, you fool.
Open up your eyes, you fool.
You're an alcoholic.
All right, both of you, stay in the line there for 1 second. Take a breather. Calm down a little bit. This is the Opinions Matter podcast. We're asking, should we have a ban on children in pubs? You can WhatsApp us, yes or no, to 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. Niamh, should we have a ban on children going into pubs?
Yeah, I think half the problem is that the kids that are in the pubs all day long, they're bored. They're bored out of their tree. That's why they're running around. That's why they're causing trouble. I've got two kids of my own, and I know for a fact that if I got out for a rare time out without my kids, I certainly don't want to have to listen to other people's kids. I mean, I'm not going to get into the whole alcoholic and alcoholism thing there, but it just seems that the children are bored. And also, you've got people who work in these places carrying around very hot food, teas, coffees, whatever. They could easily trip over something. It's a health hazard as well. For the
okay,
kids.
So it's not a place for children?
I don't personally think it is. That's my view.
Okay, now when you hear Martin, he takes his kids to the football. If there's a football match on in the pub, even though he has Sky Sports at home, he goes down to the pub with the kids. He has a few scoops while he's watching the match. Any harm?
To be honest, I think Pat's been very judgmental of Martin there. We don't know. He said he goes and watches the football. Football lasts for an hour and a half. So if that's all he's doing and the kids
well, Martin,
are...
Now again, be honest. Do you walk into the pub, watch the match and walk back out again?
Walk back out again.
So you're literally there for an hour and a half, 2 hours?
An hour and a half, 2 hours and gone.
Also, it depends what age his kids are as well. For all you know, his kids
are
well behaved.
What are young kids like?
Young, under 10, over 10?
No, to be under 10, like.
Under 10, okay. Yeah. Obviously, when there's a match on, there's obviously other adults there screaming and shouting at the telly and cursing and whatever, yeah?
Well, most of them now wouldn't curse because the kids would be there, like, you know what I mean? So there's a bit of respect there on that way.
Okay, there are people, though, Martin, believe that that's kind of dampens the atmosphere in a pub when there's kids there because you want to be able to F and blind at the telly and
well, I mean, none of the lads have ever said it to me, like, you know, they bring their kids as well, like, you know?
All right, stay there for 1 second. And Andrew, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break. You always went to the pub, but you don't see a problem with it.
No, I don't think it affects children negatively at all.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I'll be with you straight after the ad break.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Recorded at our studio in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, this is the Opinions Matter podcast. I'm Adrian Kennedy. We're in the middle of a conversation about a message that we got from a guy called Ben. And Ben basically wants to see a ban on children in pubs, particularly after 6 o'clock in the evening. So I know Pat was saying get rid of them altogether. They shouldn't be ever in pubs. But let's compromise here and ask, should they be banned after 6 in the evening? So at the moment, children can be on a licensed premises until 9 o'clock by law, although some pubs have their own rules. But should there be an outright ban on children in pubs up after 6 o'clock in the evening? Send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. Andrew, you're on the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you?
Hi, I just wanted to say that I don't agree with the idea that like kids being in a pub can, you know, will teach them that alcohol abuse is the way to have fun.
Okay, why? You yourself always went to the pub?
You know, if there was a match on, I'm almost 20 now. If there was a match on or anything, I would go to the pub with my parents. Maybe just go there. You know, if they're going out, I still have never touched a drink. I don't want to drink, and I don't drink still.
Okay, so you don't believe it had any negative effect on you?
No, I've never seen anything that I would deem inappropriate or vulgar for a child.
Thanks, Andrew. Let me go to Samantha. You're on Opinions Matter. What did you want to say on this?
Well, like that fella there just before you, I always went to the pub when I was growing up, you know, the weekends or whatever. And
no,
I'm a mother.
As I said earlier on, I did myself on a Sunday. My dad always brought us over to the pub on a Sunday.
Yeah, well, I'm a mother. I have 6 children. I've 4 boys, 2 girls. I personally don't go to the pub, but my husband would often go and bring the lads up for a few, you know, a few lemonades or whatever. But he would be drinking maybe a pint of rock shandy or something. He wouldn't be, because he'd be driving home.
Yeah, but okay, he mightn't be, but other people are.
But I mean, I have my two older lads now are at the age where they can drink, but it doesn't bother them. It never affected them.
What do you mean it never affected them?
Well, they don't drink every weekend. They probably go out once a month, but they could let it pass. It wouldn't bother them if they didn't drink from one end of the month to the other.
So when you hear somebody like Pat saying that there should be an outright ban on children in pubs, he doesn't even think after six in the evening. He thinks just full stop. Do you think he's being really over the top?
Yeah, I think that is a bit over the top. I mean, I know there is a lot of responsible people out there that bring their kids to pubs, and I'm sure if anything happened, rows or arguments or the language getting too much, parents normally just get up and walk away. They don't sit there and listen to that with their kids.
Okay, stay there for one second. Pat, we've been asking people, you obviously want to see an outright ban on children, not just after 6 o'clock in the evening.
Absolutely, a blanket ban, 7 days a week, children should be barred from pubs. It's not the right environment for a child to be in, Adrian. Surely you must agree that you're a parent yourself, aren't you?
I am.
I mean, do you think it's a healthy environment for a child to be sitting in the pub?
Well, my kids now are at an age that they can go to the pub whenever they feel like it themselves.
Well, I mean, when they were younger, do you think it's a healthy environment for a child to be in a bar with people being locked left, right and centre all around them?
All I know is that it is the way, whether it's right or not, I don't know. But we asked a question of our listeners as to whether or not children should be barred from pubs after 6 o'clock in the evening. Now, here's the result of our poll. 63% said yes, 37% said no. Okay, so after 6 in the evening, 63% said yes and 37% said no. Okay, so the majority of people believe that kids should be barred from pubs after 6 o'clock in the evening. Davin is on line 2. Welcome to Opinions Matter, Davin.
How are you, Adrian? How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you, Davin. 63% of our listeners want to see a ban on kids in pubs after 6 in the evening. What do you think of this?
I think it's a pile of nonsense, to be honest with you, Adrian.
Why?
Because some of my fondest memories growing up are sitting in the pub with my father watching the football. And then after the match, he'd stay on for a couple of hours. I'd listen to all the dirty jokes that I'd tell them the next day in school. And that never corrupted my morals.
A lot of people would think when they hear that, that it has to have corrupted your morals. It's not a good thing for a kid to be hearing dirty sexual jokes or filthy bad language or anything like that.
Well, I like to think I have my morals straight, so I mean, it didn't corrupt my morals. I have a bit of a dirty mouth on me sometimes, but I wouldn't say...
But you probably learned that in the pub when you were younger, did you?
Sorry?
You probably learned that in the pub when you were younger.
Yeah, but you hear cursing all the time anyway. It's not just in a pub.
But the argument here is, especially when it comes to the evening time, which 63% want to see a ban on kids in the pub in the evening after 6 o'clock. The guy who sent me the email in the first place, this guy Ben, he believes that it is not the right place because adults tell more risque jokes, and you just said it yourself there. They swear more and they can get into fights or argue more. And they're getting drunk and they're getting loud and all of that. It's not a place for kids to be.
Yeah, but it depends on what pub you're in. You know what I mean? Not every pub. There's not killings in every pub.
No, nobody's saying there's killings in every pub. Obviously, there isn't killings in every pub. But as far as Pat is concerned, when people are around consuming alcohol, and we have to face that we do have a drink problem in Ireland, when kids are around seeing people drinking alcohol, getting drunk, that is not a good thing for kids to be witnessing.
Well, I didn't taste my first drink till I was 17, and I haven't drank now in 4 years, so...
Well, there you go, true. Pat. You're basically you're being a little bit over the top about this.
Well, Aidan, my mouth is open here. I wish you could see my face right now. That man said, now I quote what that fellow just said, his fondest memories are sitting in the bar with his father as a child.
That's what he said.
Is that what you said there, my friend?
I said some of me fondest memories, some.
Sitting in a bar with your father and your father's sipping beer all day and you're sitting there beside listening to his friend's dirty jokes. They are your fondest memories of your childhood, are they?
I said some of me fondest memories are.
Well, I don't know how you were brought up. I mean, to me, no, you were dragged up. In my opinion, that's being dragged up. Your father Well, you must have been. See, they're your fondest memories.
Didn't have the perfect country upbringing.
Why weren't you brought to a park as a child? Why weren't you brought to a park as a child? Why weren't you brought to the pictures as a child?
Your father brought you to a pub. Some of my fondest memories.
I heard what you said, and I'm gobsmacked from what you said.
Don't be misquoting me.
Your fondest memories of being a child sitting in a bar.
Someone, make sure you say it.
I've never heard the likes of it in my life.
Hang on, he said some of his fondest memories as a child were being brought to the pub. Some.
Well, I mean, any memories of being in the bar, being a good memory as a child, is wrong in my opinion. You shouldn't have been in the bar. Your father shouldn't have had you in the bar.
Did you ever watch a GAA match with your family in a pub?
I watch football and sport and those things on the TV in my home or in friends' homes. I don't watch them in bars.
So you're telling me now, a bar is for drinking.
A bar is for drinking.
You've never seen any sort of sporting occasion in a bar.
A bar is for drinking. Pubs are for drinking, not for watching sport or watching the TV. You watch sport at home on your television. That's why you pay your Sky Sports.
Would you stop? Why do you think...
Listen, you're obviously an alcoholic.
Okay, Davin, you obviously believe... somebody texted in to say comparing pubs to sex shops is a really patronising and insulting debate. The fact of the matter is that a sex shop or a casino are adult-only venues, okay? The question we're asking today is, should a pub not become an adult-only venue? You obviously don't agree with that, Davin.
No, definitely not, no. Because, I mean, sex shops and casinos were always adult. Like, you could already be an adult to go into them. That was like that all the time. Why change the rule on pubs now?
All right, stay there for 1 second. Let me go to Philip. We're talking about banning kids from pubs. What do you think?
Yeah, I was saying about Pat there. He was saying that he wants all the kids banned from the pubs, right? That means if he wants to get the bans, that means it'd be christenings, communions, confirmation. So, excuse me, it's going to be hard here. Like I said, he wants the whole ban. I don't agree. I have two kids. I've been to the pub and all that. And I sit there, have the lemonade, a little laptop or a tablet with them, and I sit there, happy as Larry.
Oh, sorry, say that again. You bring the kids to the pub.
Are you having a beer? No, I'm actually heading out to walk now at the moment.
No, I don't mean now. I mean when you're in the pub.
I have a drink at the pub, and my kids will be sitting there on the laptop or a computer, and I give them my phone. Like, if I say the pub has a Wi-Fi, let them look at something on my phone, and I sit there happy as Larry. But he's saying that about all the kids, but it's not a handful. It's only a handful of kids that cause this problem. It's not like all the kids. I mean,
okay, but your kids, how long will your kids be in the pub with you?
I only go in for about an hour. Go in and get me dinner, or have an hour or 2 hours in the pub, and that's it. And leave. I don't stay there all day.
You don't stay there all day.
No, I don't stay there all day. I don't say go in and say I'm out with the kids are off school. Go out into town or whatever it is, and then go to the pub, get me dinner, have a pint or two, then we go home after that. That's what we don't. I don't.
Okay. And are the kids ever bored, Philip?
No. They're there with a tablet, or they have my phone, looking at something on the phone, or looking at something on the tablet. Even we go on holidays, bring the tablets with us and let them sit in the pub. And they sit there happy as Larry looking at...
There you are, Pat. The kids aren't bored. They're as happy as Larry sitting there with iPads or phones or whatever to keep them entertained.
And that fella there is talking through his hat again, like the last fella before him, talking through your hat, my friend. Your child did not want to be in a bar. I can assure you, your child wants to be in a field or a park or a playground, having a normal childhood. Not sitting there watching you supping beer all day.
I never said a woman I was in there all day. I lived up an hour or two coming for me dinner.
Your child has no say in the matter. You're making your child sit there in the bar.
No, I don't make my child do anything. My child can do what he wants anyway. And we go in and we'll end up with
Have you seen this time and time again in bars? Parents sitting there and they just throw those computers in front of the child's screen, a screen in front of the child.
You're saying that you're there for a couple of hours, okay?
How
do we stop the problem then of parents, and you know that this happens because I'm sure you've seen it yourself, parents arriving into a pub at, I don't know, 2 o'clock on a Sunday and falling out of the place at 9 o'clock at night with the kids?
That shouldn't be allowed.
Okay, but how do you stop that? Because this happens every single weekend. Every weekend, I see it myself. I'm sure you've seen it yourself. And without a ban on kids in pubs, this will continue to happen.
Yeah, no, give them a bit there, bit. But it's actually not all the kids that do it. There's a handful of the kids that starts to give this, like, kids run around. And I've seen it a few times. When I was a kid myself, I said the last call there was his father or the family down looking at a match or whatever it is. And I see in the pubs there now, whatever it is, that I, when they were going in for the Sunday after, then I'm not working on Sunday, go out for a spin and come back for my dinner. I see kids running around the pub and all that, right? Knocking over tables. And the parents are sitting there having points. I don't agree with that. I come in and say, look, like, come on. Well, I haven't
okay,
seen
so you, so you're already demonstrating the dangers of kids in pubs, how annoying it can be to have lots of kids running around a pub. And the fact of the matter is that without an outright ban, all of that is going to continue.
It's nothing that is. They say there's an outright ban on putting kids in pubs and hotels. I just saying it was, right? So if people won't have christenings, communions, confirmations.
But then you have, them in a private function room.
Exactly, but the same, yeah. But the same thing, they're still going to run around.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Stephen, why would you like to see an outright ban on kids in pubs?
It's not the place for them, really, is it?
If they're going for dinner with mammy and daddy, is it? What's the harm?
I mean, it's dinner. It's going for dinner. You don't need to go to a pub for dinner.
No, well, that's very true, and that's exactly the point that Pat made. There are restaurants that you can go, and somebody texted in a while ago to say people drink in restaurants as well, but people don't go to a restaurant to drink, they go to a restaurant to eat. Where a pub is the opposite. They go to a restaurant to or to a pub to drink, generally.
Well, you know, there's obviously the drinking restaurants. Restaurants are a different kettle of fish altogether, but pubs purely for drinking, aren't they? I have a daughter myself. She's 8. And not never once have I like a few beers now, but never once have I brought her to a pub.
Never once in her 8 years?
Never once.
So is there any circumstances that you might bring her to a pub, like an afters of a funeral or something like that?
Yeah, but I wouldn't drink myself. I don't drink in front of my daughter personally now, you know. But
as a matter of interest, why don't you drink in front of her?
I just don't think it's right. I don't think it's, you know, it's not responsible. I don't, you know, I wouldn't smoke in front of her either, but drinking is a big no-no. I've never done it in front of her. I don't think it's responsible. I mean, what if, let's say, you had one too many and something happened and this gone for dinner business is just an excuse. It's an excuse for the parents to go and have a few beers and justify it by
saying they haven't
gone for dinner.
Okay, but stay there for 1 second. Will, going to the pub with your kids, it's not a place for kids, and saying you're going for dinner, that's just an excuse. What would you say to that, Will?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, like me and my wife, we put a lot of energy into our little girl, you know. So, like, now and again, if we're on our way back from something, we'll just drop into the pub and enjoy a drink, the two of us. It never even more than an hour, you know. And she'll sit there, watch a movie or whatever.
But what Stephen is saying is there's no need for it. There's no reason for you to go to a pub. It is not an appropriate venue for a child.
It's just, I mean, what happens if a fight breaks out, let's say? I know Sunday dinner is not exactly...
fight time in a pub.
Dodgy territory. Yeah. But, like, well, I mean, there's no saying it couldn't happen. Let's say that.
But in fact, a couple of years ago, Stephen, believe it or not, I actually did witness a fight breaking out in a pub on a Sunday afternoon at dinner time.
Well, there you go. Glasses flying.
Yeah. I only ever saw it once, but it was enough that I did actually see it.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I'll just say, like, I mean, normally, like, 9 o'clock is, to us seems quite early. Like, we've never witnessed any fights or even particularly, you know, loud, bad language or nothing.
The point that Stephen is saying, it
doesn't even have to be fights. Let's say there's a drunk person in the place. He could, you know,
you can see a drunk walking down the street in the middle of the day. I mean, sure,
but you're much more likely. Yeah, but Will, you're much more likely to see somebody drunk inside a premises that sells drink. Let's be honest, okay?
That's true. But to be honest, I don't see. If she sees someone drunk, you know, that's one thing. But I don't find that she's ever exposed to bad language or anything like that before 9 o'clock. I find that tends to, you know, start off a lot later than that.
They say one drink impairs your driving. Yeah. So surely impairs your judgment. You know, let's say, I mean, if you're there with your child, you're not, your judgment, you can't, your judgment's not correct, is it?
There'd only be one of us drinking because one would drive, you know. I'd probably have a half cider because my wife tends to drink more and she'd have a drink of her own, you know. But, like, I don't know. We never feel that there's ever any problems
with
it.
Stephen, oh, sorry, say that again. You're setting a bad example.
Absolutely. That's what, as I said at the start, I don't drink
anywhere in front of my daughter or my child, anywhere. It's just, it's a bad
example. What about that, Will, that parents drinking in front of their kids are setting a bad example? You're teaching your kids that this is what you do.
Yeah.
And I mentioned earlier on, we have a huge binge drinking culture and problem here in Ireland. And we're teaching our kids from, how old is your child?
She's seven.
She's seven. So you're teaching your kid from the age of seven that this is what you do.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I mean, we do it very seldom, you know. But, I mean, my sister...
But Stephen never does it at all.
Yeah, but never. Like, my sister lives in Italy and they'll have kids around drinking all the time.
It's a different culture. That's wine and
stuff.
It's
a different culture, you know. It's a completely opposite example. But I'm just saying that having a drink around your child isn't going to completely stunt their...
I'm not saying that, but it's a bad example if you bring them to sit in a pub to do it. You know,
I've seen them sit there four or five hours,
people with gangs of kids running around.
Somebody texted in a second ago to say, I don't like to see parents bringing their kids to McDonald's, but I'd prefer to see parents bringing their kids to McDonald's than to a pub. What would you say to that, Stephen?
Why would you not like to see their parents?
No, basically, this person is saying they don't like to see parents bring kids to McDonald's, but they would prefer them to be brought to McDonald's than to a pub.
Well, of course, obviously. I mean, there's no alcohol in McDonald's, is there?
No.
Alcohol should not be around kids, full stop.
Well, stay there for one second. Jason, alcohol should not be around kids, full stop.
Absolutely, I agree 100%, Adrian. First of all, just 2 points there. One's with Philip. Philip made a quote, is there's certain children that are the problem. That cause these problems, should I say. It's not the child's fault.
No, I agree with you.
If a child is bored in a pub, that's down on... It's on the parent, you know. They shouldn't be in there in the first place.
Yes, and if they're running around the pub, it's not the child's fault that they're running around the pub, it's the parent's fault. I agree with you 100%.
And then second of all, I heard a few callers saying there, we drop in there on the way home. You know, they're dropping in, they're going in for a few drinks, that's fine, but are they driving home? Are they encouraging drive as well?
You don't drink and drive.
Yeah, probably me, yeah. But, you know, like, obviously, I'd normally be driving and I wouldn't. I'd only have a half pint, if even. And, you know, she'd have even one drink. She wouldn't even tend to have more than one. And it's literally a half hour, you know, just to drop in, just for me and her, rather than having to get a babysitter and having to go out for the full ordeal. It's just to drop in, really.
Well, I will say, as I spent years in a pub, unfortunately, one of my parents was an alcoholic, who was my dad. Now,
yeah.
I mean, when you're a child and you know, you're tired, you're bored. I mean, it wasn't even sports related because they weren't interested in sports. But I mean, you're sitting there to all hours. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning, closing time, whatever it was. And you're sitting there or you're asleep there on a chair, you know.
Mm.
So it's just a child is vulnerable. In this country, they're always saying, oh, the protection of children, the children's rights.
Yes, and that was the point that I made earlier on. And then somebody said I was a gobshite for comparing a pub to an adult venue like a casino or an adult venue like a sex shop. The question we're asking today, should pubs not become an adult venue?
Absolutely, I would agree 110%. Why is it at 9 p.m. we can turn around and say, oh, sorry, only 18 people over 18 allowed in, and we can't do it from scratch when they
for the rest
up
of
the
day.
Morning.
Okay, stay there for one second. And Lynn, you're our final call on this. What did you want to say, Lynn?
I was just wondering, does that mean we ban kids from restaurants that serve alcohol as well? If people
you see the difference, Lynn, okay, but the difference with a restaurant
a
that serves
meal.
No, but hang on. The difference between a restaurant that serves alcohol is the purpose of that business is to serve dinners. Okay, is to serve food. The purpose of a pub is to serve alcohol. There's a big difference.
Well, there's not really. Not if you.
No, there is because,
I'm not really a pub going person. For me, even alcohol, it's a special occasion. We're not big drinkers, you know. But I really don't see the harm in drinking moderately. I think you set a better example for your kids to show them how you deal with alcohol than not drink at all. I mean, does that man not think his children know he goes out for a drink?
Who's Stephen, who said he never drinks around his daughter?
Yeah, does his kids not know he goes for a drink and then comes back?
She knows you drink, but never sees you drink.
Yeah, I think that's more dangerous, to be honest with you,
but I'd never, ever do it in front of her.
Because
yeah, I don't know, maybe
Lynn, a lot of parents,
one or two, maybe you like to have a few drinks.
Okay, but a lot of parents, concerned. Lynn, believe that young children shouldn't be exposed to alcohol. Look, I'm really sorry to cut across you, as I'm way out of time. We're totally overrun today. Thanks very much indeed for your call, Lynn and Stephen and Will and Jason and all of you. An extremely busy conversation today on this latest edition of Opinions Matter. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you have, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode of Opinions Matter, which is most weekday afternoons. Thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian Kennedy. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter.